Hello.
Yes, hi. Hi, Sean. This is Catherine from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm well. How are you doing, Catherine?
Good. Yeah, I'm doing well. Thank you so much. How was your weekend?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Just ran around with my little cousins and, you know, got into shenanigans with them. How about you?
Okay. Well, sad news is that my grandpa died, so we just
I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. You know, death isn't something that you look into as a bad thing. At the same time, if you're already old, I'm so happy he's already free now. I mean, he's free of, you know, like pain, I would say.
Yeah. He takes all of that. At least he's not in pain.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Anyway, but yes, going back to your text message, I see here you sent a text message earlier today about moving forward with the Yelp and also doing some Google ads, right?
Yes.
Okay. But I wanted to, of course, correct first the amount that you mentioned here. So Yelp starts at $4.99. Okay. That's the budget that Yelp ads start with.
Okay.
Okay.
$4.99 on that one?
Yes, correct. $4.99 on Yelp. But it's still the same thing, though, that you could actually opt in and opt out of it at any point. Same as before.
So what does that get? What does that get me?
Okay. Now, regarding Yelp, Sean, I'll be very straightforward with you. I'm not really familiar with it compared to Google Ads. That is why if you do want to get an in-depth discussion about it and also at the same time to get to fully understand how the Yelp ads work, I would need to get you a Yelp specialist. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Since you're also considering running Google Ads, then that we can discuss before I get you connected to them.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
You wanted to run some Google Ads. Do we run it accordingly with the same information as we had before, or is there something new?
So what is the information that you had before, and, like, what's going to be ran?
Okay, let me just look into that real quick. Okay, so these are your targets for Google Ads, Sean. We've got on here level 4 keywords, okay, level 1 inspections, level 2 camera inspections, and then we've got chimney cleanings, masonry chimney repairs, chimney liners, chimney rain caps, chimney waterproofing, chimney repairs, full chimney installations. And we are also running it, because let me just pull up here, because a few weeks after, or like I say, a month or so, you requested to update the target areas. The target areas was Waltham, Sudbury, Dedham, Wellesley, Hyde Park. And also you included all that are on your Google business profile too, except Middlesex County.
Yeah, because that's too large, right? That's too large
yeah,
a scope.
Of course. Yep, that's correct. And
okay, is Framingham in there?
I didn't hear
Framingham.
Framingham.
Can you tell me the names, the towns again?
Sure. Let me just pull up the towns on your Google business profile. Because you included that as well. Okay, so the towns, Framingham is here. So the towns here would be Dedham, Framingham, Natick, Newton, Waltham, and then let me see here. Give me one quick second. And then I've got Sudbury, Wellesley, Hyde Park.
Okay. Can we remove Hyde Park and put in Framingham?
Framingham is included already.
Framingham is already included. That's that's what will be ran on the ads?
Yes.
Okay. And that's not going to cause a problem with the, you know, the algorithm or anything like that? They're not going to, that won't be an issue or anything?
I know
I didn't really explain that well. So is that the proper amount of towns? I know if there's too many, then Google doesn't like that.
Actually, that goes to the Google Business Profile, Sean. But for Google Ads, we can put in here a good number of target areas, but you just have to consider the budget that you're putting in.
Okay.
For running it below minimum, I would recommend that we got a good amount of targeted cities for now.
Okay. Can you tell me the targeted cities one more time? I'm driving, so I'm trying not to die.
No worries. So I got in here Waltham, Sudbury, Dedham, Wellesley, Hyde Park, and then we've got Framingham, and Natick, and Newton.
Okay, yep.
Okay, and this is also the information that I did get from you. We've got here before we go to description, you got here promotions. So you were doing free estimates, you offer military discounts, you got a book a friend discount, which is a 10% of the first week, and then Angie's discount. And then you got here some descriptions. So the first description, it says, full spectrum chimney pros, from cleaning inspections to full installs. We do it all, keep it safe. And a couple more, but remember when you have these descriptions, our Google Ads specialist went back or circled back to us saying that this is not the 90 character each description, and she just edited it accordingly.
Okay. Can you give me the edited version of it?
Well, that I don't have it yet, though, because it's with our Google Ads specialist. She used it to run the Google Ads.
Okay.
But I can get that, of course, and I can send it to you when ready.
All right, because I just want to, you know, optimize this the best way possible and help you, help out as much as I possibly can and, get this off the ground.
Of course. So for now, the very thing lacking here, Sean, would be just a payment of $200 to run your Google Ads campaign.
Okay. We can do that.
We can bill you the $200 to run the Google Ads campaign, and then do you want me to still send you the edited version of your descriptions, or we should be good with it?
Well, I mean, I would like to see the edited version. You know what I mean? Make sure that it makes sense. But
And to make sure that before it goes live, then at least you're able to make the edits. Because remember, edits are something that would trigger your Google Ads campaign to go ahead and get into the learning phase again. Or I would say, you know, like it resets the algorithm.
Okay, so if we keep it as is, that won't reset the algorithm in the learning process?
Unfortunately, it will still reset it because the Google Ads had already been paused.
Okay.
So
all right. Yeah. So if it's going to be reset anyway, let's make sure that it's right, one and done, and then we can get it going.
Okay. No worries. So I'm just going to go ahead and run your car now for the $200 on Google Ads, and let's run it before I get you connected to one of our Yelp specialists. Okay.
Okay. And also, while you're doing that, so like how many ads is that? What does that get?
Only going to be one ad for Google Ads.
One. Yeah, but like how often does that run?
It runs accordingly based on your hours of operation.
Okay.
So here it says 24/7, so the ad is going to be live 24/7 until your budget is consumed. Now, but if you do have a preferred time to just allow the ads to run, then we can definitely set that up accordingly.
Now how long does that, roughly, how much does that give me of run time?
It depends on the returns as well, Sean. If you want, I can keep track from time to time. Like on a weekly basis, I'm going to look into how much budget you have left, so I can update you and see if you wish to add more or not.
Right. I kind of would like to know,
I would say 200 should be enough for like a week or two. It depends.
It should be enough for what?
A week or two.
Okay.
2 weeks if we're getting lesser returns. I would say 1 week if it's really getting good returns.
Okay. All right. Let's start there and see what
mm-hmm.
we can do on that. Okay.
Sure.
Let's get the edited version of what
mm-hmm.
is going to be going live, and then we can go from there. Oh boy.
Okay, no worries. So I'll send you the edited version of the descriptions for your Google Ads campaign, Sean. I'll send it to you via text. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much. Hold on. Okay. So I'm just going to run your card now with a $200 for Google Ads. Okay?
All righty.
Okay, and then I'm going to get to our Yelp specialist. Give me one quick second. Just wanting to check a couple of details for Yelp ads. Okay, so for Yelp ads, of course, you haven't run any Yelp ad campaign before, right?
No, I have not.
Okay. And we've got in here a Yelp page for you, so that should be good. I'll just check with our specialist. Hold on.
Catherine, now that I'm thinking about it, let's not do a 24 hours. I know I'm kind of switching back to the ads, the Google
sure.
ads. Let's
what
hours
should business. We do?
Just operating hours. And, well, operating hours until we'll say like 9 o'clock at night.
Okay, is that going to be a Monday to Friday? What times are we talking?
I mean, so instead of 24/7, like I would say, have them run from like 8. What do you think?
Well, it depends. Again, it still depends on your hours of operation. I would suggest go for what your hours are. Let's say 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. That would work. That would, that would make it work.
And that would elongate how many, I'd get more out of
mm-hmm.
it?
I would say yes and a no. Yes, in the sense that if you're just getting a few returns, then, again, it could run as much as it can, as long as there's budget. However, even if you've already made that adjustment, but you're getting a lot of traction on the first week, then it could run out a lot faster. So it really depends on the returns that we're getting once we run the Google Ads campaign.
Okay. All right. And you're gonna be, I'm still gonna have access to you. We can talk about this because I'd like
to
be a little
bit
more.
You don't have to worry. Yeah, you don't have to worry. I'll always be your account manager, Sean. I promise that. However, so don't worry. Yeah.
Okay.
You can take my word for it.
I trust you.
Okay.
Yes.
But again, I'm just going to go ahead and run the card. Oh, I'm sorry. I've already run it. apologies. I've already run it, so I've gotten here $200 for a Google Ads campaign, to which I'm going to send it over to our Google Ads specialist. And once I do have the edited version of the descriptions, then I'll go ahead and send it to you by text. I'll also get you a live rep, one of our specialists from, you know, for you to do Yelp ads as well.
Okay.
Just give me a few minutes.
Take your time.
I'll just get you a specialist, and then I'll get you connected to them.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, so I have one of our specialists available now, Sean. Just stay on the line, I'll connect you to that, okay?
Thank you.
All right, thank you so much, and I'll talk to you soon. Have a wonderful rest of the day.
You too, Tim. Bye.
Thank you for holding. Is this Sean?
This is.
Hey, Sean, this is John with Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing, John?